As Julie Rovner said a moment ago, this was the week of the Westminster Kennel Club dog show. Last night at Madison Square Garden, 185 breeds had been whittled down to 7 dogs, each judged best in group, and those 7 were inspected and eyeballed by Judge Cindy Vogels, who then pronounced the result.
Best in show is the Pekingese.
What the Lombardi Trophy is to football, what the Stanley Cup is to hockey, more than what the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary are to would-be presidents, that's the kind of glory that rained down on the 4-year-old Peak champion Palace Garden Malachi, who today was toasted at the fabled Manhattan watering hole Sardi's. That's where we found David Fry, Director of Communications for the Westminster Kennel Club, who doubles each year as the Bob Costas or the Al Michaels of dogs. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you, sir.
Tell us about Malachi's day as Westminster's new reigning best in show.
Well, Malachi's had a great day so far today in his first day as America's newest single-name celebrity. We started off by visiting Fox and Friends, and then the Today Show, then to Morning Joe, then we went on to visit Martha Stewart, and then The View. Now we're here at Sardi's, the famed Theater District restaurant where Malachi was served chopped chicken and rice on a silver platter by Max Klimovicius, the owner. So,
what's with chicken? I thought it was steak tartare that the best in show is here.
Well, it's usually steak tartare, but Malachi is not a steak kind of dog.
Well, let's talk about what kind of dog Malachi is.
He's a Pekingese.
Yeah, on television, I have to say, Malachi is not entirely recognizable as a dog. He could be any furry animal, or hat for that matter, and if it's moving. And he even looks like one of those robotic vacuum cleaners with a fur hat on. What's the charm of the Pekingese?
You know, they're bred to be a companion. They're bred to be the palace dog in China for royalty in China. And he looks like he can fill that job very well. And it was fun to watch him on the floor. We say the great dogs that are standing in there at the end, the 7 finalists, the 7 group winners, standing in there for best in show, have to be great specimens of their breed, and they all normally are. So you can't really decide it just on that alone. You have to find something else with the dog, like its charisma or its showmanship or its owning the ground they stand over.
Although, how could we tell if Malachi owns the ground that he stands on?
You can't really see that ground under Malachi,
no,
but
no.
He obviously just exudes all the great breed traits that he needs and also exudes his confidence and abilities as a show dog as well.
Listen, you had a little controversy this year about dog food ads that would have depicted shelter dogs, in which I gather you found too sad for the evening. Why not acknowledge in the midst of this show about happy dogs also the plight of less fortunate, less happy dogs?
Well, we've been supportive of dogs in shelters and animal welfare since our very first show in 1877. Our show was so popular then when it began that we extended from 3 days to a 4th day, and we gave all the proceeds from that 4th day to the ASPCA to start their Berg Memorial Hospital, Animal Hospital, and we've continued to support them every year since. So,
David Fry, one other question. When it came down to best in show, whom are you actually pulling for?
I love them all. You know, that's my job. I'm the dog guy. But as a breeder, owner, handler myself, I often find myself rooting for the breeder, owner, handler in the ring. And last night we had one with the Doberman, and it was fun to think, well, maybe we'll get a breeder, owner, handler. We haven't had one win since 1983, but not at the expense of leaving a great dog out of the mix. We had all these wonderful dogs, and Malachi was very deserving, no matter who I liked.
And I guess the only other question I have about Malachi is, how much time does it take to groom Malachi every day with that coat on him?
Well, somebody said, how many minutes a day do you groom? And the funny answer is all of them.
All of them, I see.
All of them. So you can never let a coat like that go. And this is a coat that doesn't get any trimming, that doesn't get any scissoring, and it gets a lot of attention.
Well, David Fry, thanks a lot for talking with us once again, and convey our best wishes to Malachi, the new best in show.
Okay, Robert. Thanks for your interest in Westminster and in our great celebration for dogs.